This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we talked to a New York Times reporter about the wave of protests set off by a New York grand jury decision not to indict a white police officer whose chokehold on a black unarmed man caused his death. First, we're learning about the world of PostSecret. It's a project started 10 years ago when a man asked people to anonymously mail their secrets to him on postcards. A decade later, he has so many postcards, he had to build an extra room on his house. He's held PostSecret events, given lectures at universities, and written 6 books. Frank Warren joins us now. He's the creator of PostSecret and the author of several books, including the latest, The World of PostSecret. You can find out more about the project at postsecret.com. Frank, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Well, why do you think it's so important for us to share our secrets, get them out, and share them with the world?
Well, for 10 years, strangers from all over have been mailing me their secrets on postcards, and I've learned a few things through the projects, but there's certainly a lot more mysteries out there. I think one of the things I've learned is that it's healthy to share more secrets with the people we trust than we feel comfortable with, but maybe it's always important to keep some of those secrets private too.
How can you tell which ones should be shared and which ones should be kept?
Oh, I think that's the crux of our identity as human beings and who we trust and who we want to build those relationships with. I think that's kind of a question we face every day, is what to reveal and what we can conceal. I like to imagine that each of us has this box that we keep our secrets in, and we make a choice every day if we should bury it down deep inside us like a coffin and forget about it, or bring it out, open it, and share it with the people we trust and share our secrets like gifts.
Some of the secrets in the book have changed lives. Some of them are very painful. I wonder if you have a sense, having done this project for so long, how the telling of these secrets affects people.
Well, I'll give you an example from last night. I was speaking at a bookstore here in Arizona, and at the end of PostSecret events, I invite audience members to share their secrets live, not anonymously, but in front of everybody else there. And this woman stood up and she said, "I'm 65 years old and I've been losing my hearing. And it's really frustrating because my friends think I'm losing interest in them, but that's not true." And she sat back down. Well, at the signing afterwards, she came up to me, and she said she'd purchased 2 tickets for the event, and she was there by herself, so she gave her other ticket to somebody who came in and sat with her the whole time. And she said after the event, the person she invited in had heard her secret, and it turned out that she was a specialist in hearing, and she wrote down her name and address and invited the woman to contact her. So in some ways, sharing the secret can lead to a sense of healing, I think.
Oh, that's incredible. And I know that's not the only story like that that's come out of the PostSecret project. Now, this is the 6th book, maybe the last book. It's the first one in a while. How has this community evolved over the course of the years when you first started it with your simple send a postcard thing?
When I started it, it almost felt like a prank, this idea inviting strangers to write down a secret, decorate the card, and mail it to my home. But as they started arriving, I would scan them, post them on the web, and soon people were responding to these secrets in a way that I found really surprising, in kind of expressing compassion, understanding, the idea of me too, no one's alone with their secret. And soon this community built up around the project, the idea of how sharing the secret turned out to be this first step, and how in some ways, if we keep those secrets inside, they're like walls, but if we can find a way to let them go, they become bridges that connect us to others in really surprising ways. With the first book, I got this email I can still recall from a girl, and she said, "Frank, when I found out about your project, I wanted to write down all my secrets on postcards and mail them to you, and I wrote them all down. But instead of mailing them to you, I decided to leave them on the pillow of my boyfriend in the morning before I went off to work, and I did." And she said, later that morning, he called me at work and asked me to marry him, and I said, yes.
Wow. So that's an example where telling those you trust is the right way to go.
Yeah, the stories certainly don't always work out that way, but I think part of being a human and expressing ourselves is to take those risks. And if we don't, maybe that regret is even larger.
Some people it's evident reading this book, some people don't have anybody that they feel that they can tell. They feel alone. And I was struck reading these secrets, how it did seem as though people felt that, especially when there was some interaction, like with the Post Secret app, which was that older version is now gone, but those people really felt like they were with a community who was supporting them.
Yeah, there were millions, actually, of secrets shared using the Post Secret app, taking a picture with the camera, typing a text secret and sharing it out with the world and responding to it. And I'll give you an example of how community built up around that, even anonymously, these amazing acts of kindness. A young man using his smartphone took a picture out his bedroom window. I think it was his bedroom window. He said, "I've just been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and I wanted to see the world, but now I'll never get the chance." And he sent that out to the world, and within a week, over 700 strangers using the app took photos of attractions and monuments and sites near them and sent them all to this young man. So he virtually did get a chance to see the world through the kindness of strangers he'll never get a chance to thank.
Right, I saw that one. That one was incredibly powerful to read and emotional to read. I mean, he got pictures from New Zealand and Bangkok, and a tired mother just sent her view with her child. It was an amazing glimpse of the community that was there.
Yeah, and sometimes, too, these secrets can remind us of the stories of heroism and frailty playing out in the lives of people all around us, the people we walk by on the sidewalk, we see in the cars next to us on our commute. There was one secret in the app. It said, I was babysitting at a neighbor's house, and I realized that I was the birth mother of the adopted daughter that I was babysitting, and I realized that when I saw that the picture on their fireplace of their daughter was the one I sent to them.
Oh, wow. Is it sometimes frustrating for you to get these things, which are incredible and monumental pieces of information, because these are people's darkest, most intimate secrets, but you don't often get to know the ending?
Yeah, it's kind of like a mystery novel. These secrets are put on postcards, which are very limited. It's a limited amount of space to express yourself on. It's almost like this graphic haiku. And because the secrets are so concise, it kind of invites you to draw upon your own experiences and emotions to complete the secret in a way that makes sense to you and kind of invites you into the story. So I think, on the one hand, it is frustrating not knowing the rest of the story, but on the other hand, it allows you to feel a personal connection to this person you'll never have a chance to meet. And really, for me, the most extraordinary part of the project is when you're paging through a Post Secret book or visiting the Post Secret website, and you come across a secret written in somebody else's handwriting that articulates a burden or a fear or a passion that you're carrying in your heart at that moment better than you could even express it yourself.
And then I guess you don't feel so alone.
And then you don't feel so alone, or at least maybe you recognize the illusion that we are alone when the truth is we're not. There's this network of connections between us beneath the surface that's real and true and there all the time. We just can't see it. But through these secrets, I think those discoveries can be made.
Now, we were talking about the Post Secret app from a while back. You took it down eventually because there was some bullies, some very persistent people who were kind of ruining things for the community. But you have a new app out. What is going to happen with the new app?
With the new app, we're introducing some of the best Post Secret app secrets and the stories and postcards, and we take people on a behind-the-scenes tour of the project over the 10-year history of Post Secret. So it just gives us a chance to kind of pull back the veil even further and invite people into the project. I've always felt that, you know, this project being about secrets, it's really important that I be as transparent as possible, and so that's why I always invite people to mail their postcards to my home, not a P.O. box. And with the Post Secret app, we invite people actually into my home to have this tour of the project. And so they can see not just the individual postcards from the project, but the entire pyramid of over a million postcards taller than me. We had to build another room onto our house just to maintain
wow.
This ton of secrets on postcards.
Right, and you've even got a section in your book devoted to your mail carrier, one of them, anyway, whose life was changed, too, by being the person who delivered the mail to your house.
I was so lucky to have Kathy as that first mail carrier, and there are so many interesting stories that she shared with me, and I'm so happy I could include them in the book. I'll just tell you one. Early on in the project, I had no idea if Kathy knew why she was delivering so many postcards into my overstuffed mailbox. And so I asked her if she had a favorite postcard, if she knew about the project. And to my surprise, she said she did. She had a favorite postcard she had delivered to my mailbox. And she told me it was one that said, "I used to work at the post office, and we used to read everybody's postcards. Are you doing that?" Yeah, I think we know that she is now.
I've always wondered that. Well, speaking of things that might surprise us, there's some controversial postcards that you've gotten. You write about how you've been approached by the police and other investigators before because of information revealed. Some of them have been serious because they could involve crimes. Some of them just rile people up. I remember reading one about someone who revealed on a postcard that they made their cat drink bleach so that they could go see the cute vet. What happened with that one?
Probably the postcard that generated the most feedback from viewers, emails and letters and responses. And it can be surprising which secrets provoke the most response. You would think it might be a secret about child abuse or a crime. But no, the ones about pets generate the most reaction. And there are some secrets that I'm kind of judicious about how I share. I received one postcard. It had a portrait of a family on it, and the secret written across the front said, "My brother doesn't realize that his father is not the same as our father." And you could see in the picture which brother she was talking about. And for that secret, I felt like I didn't have ownership in a way that it would be right to post it on the web and out that person if he wasn't aware of that.
So you keep some secrets yourself. They don't even get shared with that other community as secrets. You're just the secret keeper.
Well, I think in some ways secrets keep us interesting, and I certainly have personal secrets and project secrets. I'll share one with you. I have one of my secrets in every post-secret book.
And do you want to share one now, or should we just let it out there?
I can share one. In the second post-secret book, it's called My Secret, and that was a book I created for the person who I really was in high school and college when I felt without direction and lonely. And so I included all these secrets that I wished that I had been aware of so I wouldn't have felt alone with some of those difficult emotions at that time in my life. And the postcard I created for that book is made out of a Catcher in the Rye book cover. And the secret says, "If you feel like you're going insane and you're trapped in a dysfunctional environment, you're not crazy." And that's really kind of the message I wish I had heard when I was that age.
So this is something that has obviously changed you over the last 10 years, and now you may give it up. You indicate that you could be ready to pass on the torch to the next person. Can you imagine your life without Post Secret now?
Oh, I certainly feel a strong connection to the project, for sure. And maybe that's one of the reasons I feel like the time is right to either find the right person or to just end the project like I ended the app and preserve its purity. But I do feel like it's time for some kind of transition. The project has been through a lot. We've done a lot with suicide prevention. We've done a lot with post-secret events at college campuses. There's certainly a lot of life left in the project. But at the same time, I don't want it to be a shadow of its former self. I think it's really been special. And even just the stories I heard last night at the post-secret event make me realize that it's continuing to touch people's lives in important ways.
Frank, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That was Frank Warren, creator of Post Secret. He's the author of several books, including the latest, The World of Post Secret.